With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden administration imposing hundreds of new sanctions against Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The sanctions come following the suspicious death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and are timed to mark 2 years since Vladimir Putin's forces invaded Ukraine. In a statement, President Biden said, "The American people and people around the world understand that the stakes of this fight extend far beyond Ukraine." The European Union also announced that it's imposing sanctions on several foreign companies accused of aiding Russia's war effort. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shows that Israel seeks open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu and his government strongly oppose such an outcome. I'm Karen Chamas.
Georgia police announcing they have detained a person of interest in the slaying of a Georgia nursing student. 22-year-old Lakin Rowley was found dead in a wooded area on the University of Georgia's campus in Athens. They have not released the name of the person being questioned. Classes have been canceled for today. On Wall Street, stocks looking for the sixth winning week in the last seven. The Dow ahead 46 points, but the NASDAQ is down 26 points. This is SRN News. Most teachers don't want transgenderism in the classroom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 50% of public school teachers working grades K through 12 do not believe the concept of so-called gender identity should be taught at all. Another 14% say if it is taught, students should be told their gender is fixed at birth. That leaves only 33% of public school teachers who believe kids should be taught they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Engagements are ticking up after a pandemic-driven slowdown, and experts think there will be a surge in marriages in the U.S. this year. Experts say that would be good news for children who do better in two-parent homes than in single-parent homes. 32% of kids living with a single parent are in poverty, compared to just 8% of those whose mom and dad are married. This is SRN News. Well, you've heard whales can sing, and scientists are studying it.
Whales sing loud enough that the sound travels through the ocean, but how they do that has been a mystery. A new study says whales have a specialized voice box that isn't seen in other animals. The study was too tiny to be definitive, but experts say the discovery will direct future research into how whales communicate. The research looked at voice boxes from three dead stranded whales. Lab experiments showed the whales use a cushion of fat and tissue to sing. Keith Peters reporting.
Only four pandas remain in the U.S. On Thursday, China announced it will be sending a pair of pandas to the San Diego Zoo. Meanwhile, the only U.S. zoo with pandas now in Atlanta. The only other place in the Americas with pandas is in Mexico City at the Chapultepec Zoo. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.